Welcome to the Texas Values Report. This is Jonathan Sines, president of Texas Values. Great to be with you on another glorious week in the state of Texas. A lot of important information I want to share with you. I was out of the office last week with a little spring break time and jumped back into the office. A lot going on, particularly in the state of Texas. Some debrief on what happened with the election results at the primary level, what's going to happen next. Some huge Supreme Court decisions. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to be standing in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on a case coming out of Texas that relates to the pro-life issue next Tuesday at about this time next week. So a lot of fun stuff. But before we get to next week, there's some important events going on in the state of Texas for my hometown, Houston, Texas, for all my H-Town people out there. So we want to spend a little time talking about that, but really as a part of the broader topic of what's going on some issues that we care about. If you're new to the show, we talk about the issues of faith, family, and freedom in the arenas of the courts, the legislature, and the media with a strong focus on the state of Texas. And someone who's been spending a little bit more time in Texas is someone that we admire a lot. We've got to meet a few times. And he's going to be our guest today on the Texas Values Report. Kirk Cameron, probably one of the most widely recognized media personalities, actors, someone who's been an activist in many ways on a lot of faith and family issues in Christian conservative circles. But he's got a history, as many people know, that or people like me who are around the same age, was in the film industry, was in a very popular television miniseries, if you will, Growing Pains, for many years, but then moved his life in a very Christian direction, really just had this spiritual awakening. He can talk a little bit about it. But so much of his life recently, the past 10, 15, if not 20 or 30 years, has been focused on making a difference for our Christian values and doing that with film, now with books, and a lot of different ways that could be considered entertainment, I would say. Kirk, welcome to the Texas Values Report.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, I have to show a little bit of my, you know, awareness of you, if not, you know, you and I met briefly when you were here in Taylor, Texas last year for one of your story hours with our good friend Riley Gaines and Abby Johnson. But I'm a big fan because, of course, I remember Growing Pains, but then there was Left Behind, Fireproof, great movie. But I think I told you this when I met you in person. My kids, big fans of Mercy Rule. Okay, I was coaching baseball for many years, and my boys were involved in baseball. As a matter of fact, my oldest is about to be at a baseball game. He's a high school player now. But you know, you've got that history for many years in a variety of different ways. And I tell you, one of the reasons I love that movie and others was because it gave people like me, parents and others, a chance to be, you know, have that Friday night movie night together as a family, but also know that the content was going to be family-based, it was going to be Christian-friendly, but also done well with a good message. And so I love what you've done so far, but I love what the direction that you're moving now. And, you know, from what I can tell, you continue to find creative ways to use your talents to connect with people in the Christian community.
Well, I'm very grateful for the doors that continue to be open to be a part of projects and work with people who are looking to advance the good and amplify hope and courage. I'm reminded how important storytelling is. Yeah. You know, I'm more of a nonfiction facts and statistics kind of brain, but I can't deny that storytelling with good guys and bad guys and exciting plot lines is the stuff that ends up shaping identities and values in children and in adults. Even history itself is his story. It truly is. And I think that heaven is working all things together for the good of those who love them. And it's all playing out in the most magnificent story ever. So if I can be a part of a story like Fireproof or a story like Monumental or these brave books for children, I want to lean into that as much as I can because they have the kinds of values that have the power to shape the next generation.
Well, I know I saw you in D.C. I think it was right before one of the March for Life events, and you talked about your family, of course, your wife, six children, four of them adopted, you know, some homeschooling background. And so, but I imagine those kids are a little bit older, right? Maybe moving into their own directions. And now you're moving back in this direction towards kids' books. And it's a great time, you know, when kids are young and you're reading those books together. But that's important family time now. So I love seeing you go back in that direction. I would imagine some of it is what we're seeing in the culture, right? We, you know, these drag queen stories, hours and all these things that are, you know, I know there's some concern you have about scholastic books. We'll get into that in a little bit of detail, but I see it's almost like this response to what we thought was okay for many years, right? But families looking for options that they can trust and they can care about. Also thoughtful stories as well. So I love the creativity, but I think the timing is just right.
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of catching up to do. I think, you know, if you went into my backyard and you saw that my yard was all overgrown with weeds, that animals had moved in and infested the walls of my house, and said, boy, you know, what do you think we ought to do? I'd say, well, we got a lot to do to fix what's going on because of the neglect that I have demonstrated here at my house. And we can see that on the local level politically. If we are apathetic or we're lazy or we're saying, you know, I'm just not a political kind of person. I'm not really into all that kind of stuff. I'll just go to church or I'll just be with my family. Well, what ends up happening is, you know, the wolves move in and they start to devour your economy, your neighborhood, and people with lesser values end up running the show and everything goes to weeds. So we've got to understand that a lot of what we see in the culture right now is has happened on our watch, and we're responsible. I'm so thankful for the people that have been working hard, but up until a couple decades ago, I was not one of them. And I think it's having kids that woke me up and made me realize that what we do today determines the kind of world that they're going to live in. And that's why I'm trying to partner up with good people that are about good things. And I appreciate you and all that you're doing there, Texas Values. And I'm thrilled for the chance to be making kids' books, to be challenging scholastic books and their woke content, their child pornographic content, and thrilled to be challenging the leadership at these public libraries that are trying to keep good values out and twisted, perverted values in.
No, I appreciate that. We're talking with Kirk Cameron, probably one of the most widely recognized faces, voices, and filmmakers, storytellers. I love how you work that in. That's so accurate in the Christian community, but for many decades in entertainment, if you will, getting involved in different genres and finding creative ways to connect with people on issues that we care about, particularly from a Christian and biblical perspective. Real quick, since this is my show, all right, I got to mention my sons, Jonathan Jr., who goes by Johnny, and Jonah. They're big fans. They're like, Dad, you're going to have Kirk Cameron on your show today. Yes, I am. So I'm going to let them watch it later. But you're having that influence, right? And people can get inspired and excited about that. Speaking of politics, I think one of the times I ran into you was in 2015 or 16 when President Trump was running for office. They invited a bunch of important people to some meeting. I think that's where it was. I ran into you the first time. And your awareness, and I'm not here to, you know, to bring more of that up. You brought it up in some ways, right? For many years, you were in the entertainment industry. But I do think now you've gotten a lot more focused, or you're tapping into that and engaging more with where our Christianity touches on politics, current events, or just pushing back and saying there's an alternative to that, because there so many people are trying to influence that culture in our schools and our libraries in such a negative way. And I love the idea of bringing an alternative to the story hours, to the books. So talk to us about your project with Brave Books. You got this great event coming up in Houston, Texas. It is on Saturday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Gallery Furniture in Richmond, Texas. What are people going to see, and why should they come to the event?
Well, you may have seen the commercials, Mattress Mac, and all the
Do you know him? Are you familiar? This guy's like a folk hero in Houston, Mattress Mac.
I know. I know. We don't have his stores out in California, so I'm excited to be there, and yeah. I want everybody to come. Bring your kids. We're going to have a great time. You know, Jesus preached in a lot of places with his disciples. I don't think a furniture store was one of them. But I know that if we're going to see revival in our culture, in our families, we've got to move outside of the narrowly defined religious lanes that a lot of the progressives would like to see us stay in. And we've got to reach people at a new level. So if you're looking for rest for your soul, if you're looking for rest for your back, come on out to the Furniture Gallery and join us for a story reading that I know is going to thrill you. If you love God, if you love your family, and you love America, and you love liberty, we're going to be there for a great time of singing, praying, reading wholesome stories that are going to ignite your kids' imagination and also teach them character values.
Well, speaking of liberty, Moms for Liberty, the Harris County chapter is a sponsor for the event. Obviously, Brave Books, the publisher. This is Saturday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Gallery Furniture Store in Richmond, Texas. I don't have to give you the address, okay? Just look up Gallery Furniture in Richmond. There's only going to be one. You'll figure it out. But there is a free event. You don't even have to register. You can show up like I did in Taylor, Texas last year thinking, oh, I can probably get in. There was a line was around the library, which was exciting. I think we've got some pictures there, right? Got a little time, little one-on-one time there with Kirk and others. And look, so come out to the event. And this is what a lot of families do look for. They used to on Saturday mornings. Many of them have gotten a little bit afraid of going to the library these days because they don't know what kind of, you know, illicit characters are going to show up. Tell us about the book, though. The book that you're going to be reading is called As You Grow. What's the topic about, and what's some of the content that's in the book that people should be interested in?
So it's all about teaching children to grow the fruit of the Spirit in the seasons of their life. So the fruit of the Spirit is that biblical phrase that includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, gentleness. And that's what you're going to be hearing all about. Now, it's amazing that public libraries were denying access to anyone who wanted to come and read that book when they had just had drag queens there reading other books that were teaching the opposite set of values to kids. But that's what we'll be reading. And like I said, it'll be a time that will give you hope and encouragement. We'll be talking about the founding of this country. We'll be talking about the blessings that we have and the kinds of values that will lead to our children's protection and their prosperity in the future.
Well, look, I have kids. I mean, I have two in high school, one that's about to go into high school, and, you know, Scholastic books and some of those fairs or whatever, they come to your school. And a lot of times people think, oh, you know, these are good people, and they don't really think that they have to be looking at some of this content and doing some of that research or be on guard. And it's troubling that they should be, but they are. I mean, that's where we are. And so I'm hoping that more schools, including my school where my kids are, will look at these opportunities and the alternatives and then have some faith in it, right? They don't have to worry about some of the content that we've seen in other circumstances. So the event, again, is Saturday, March 23rd, this Saturday at 10 a.m., Gallery Furniture, Richmond, Texas. And as a matter of fact, I didn't know that Mattress Mack had a location down in Richmond. His original one's on the northwest side of town. So don't be confused, Houston people. This is on the southwest side, Richmond, Gallery Furniture, March 23rd at 10 a.m. Not only the book, and I was at the reading in Taylor. Very interesting. Very interesting book. I know, you know, Abby was there and Riley, they did some reading. It was a lot of fun, very entertaining. A lot of people were interested. But you've got another project you're working on. Tell us about the television series that's getting ready to come out, Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk.
Yeah, Brave Books has done a great job creating a series of books that come to your door every month teaching a pro-God, pro-American value. Everything from the sanctity of life to warning about the dangers of socialism and communism to helping kids to understand gender reality from God's perspective. And now we're going to animate those stories and package them in what amounts to be a modernized Mr. Rogers neighborhood. So think of Fred Rogers with a lizard named Iggy. And this is a show called Iggy, The Adventures of Iggy and Mr. Kirk. So a lot more energy, hilarious dialogue, beautiful animation, guest stars coming in at every turn, teaching lessons that Mr. Rogers never had to teach. These are lessons about critical race theory and gender theory and First and Second Amendment rights being threatened. All of those kinds of things will be included in this new show called Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk. We're raising funds right now to produce the first two seasons of episodes. That's 20 of them. And it's super exciting. We've got a dream team a cast and crew of world-class puppeteers and animators and storytellers, script writers, set builders. We're really, really excited. This should be coming out probably in the fall of this year. And the show is going to be free for people to see in their house, in schools, everywhere.
I'm looking forward to it. We're talking with Kirk Cameron, probably one of the most widely recognized faces, personalities, producers, film star, a variety of different ways that he's been involved in the entertainment industry for two, three, if not four decades going back. And, you know, talking about the new television series, I noticed crowdfunding, if you will, however people are calling it these days. Is there a main website, or should people just do a search for Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk if they want to look to invest?
Yeah, you can go to watchbrave.com, watchbrave.com. So this is an association with Brave Books, and the TV show is crowdfunded. So that's like what we did with The Chosen. Remember, we as the audience made The Chosen happen. They didn't want to go to Hollywood and get their money because there's strings attached. Yeah. So we, the audience, chip in, we make something that's great, and then it begins to snowball. And now we're into season four, or however many seasons we're in. So go to watchbrave.com. There's really cool and unique rewards and prizes for those who want to help us make this show, including having one of your kids or your grandkids be in one of the episodes, coming to the red carpet premiere of the show, visiting a very famous country music star at their house for our after party, and all kinds of other things. So watchbrave.com.
Well, according to what we saw too, that one of the producers, or the main producer, a part of the film is Texas Filmworks. So it's a Texas connection for our people out there in Texas that, you know, are looking for that connection and feeling like they're giving back to their own state and community. A lot of film industry has moved into the state of Texas for many years. And so that's exciting as well. And I'm looking at this package too. I don't remember what the level is, but, you know, if you give a certain amount, there's an event, there's a red carpet. I like the part where there's a plushy version of Iggy. All right, don't tell anybody. I used to like stuffed animals. What does that look like? That sounds like a lot of fun. A plushy version. Is he big? Is he small? What are we talking about here?
So Iggy is like a life-size iguana. He's a big iguana.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely adorable. There's also a vulture named Culture, who's not so adorable. He's kind of nasty and ugly. But yeah, there's going to be plushies. There's going to be all sorts of fun things. So just go to the website and you can check it all out. It's adorable. It's meaningful. And it's a great way to invest in our children's future. I'm putting everything I have behind it. Brave Books is too. And it's all happening in Texas.
Well, you can find Kirk Cameron's work on X at Kirk Cameron. And I saw Kevin Sorbo, who's a friend of ours, he's done an event for us before, tweet you recently. I know Rick Green's had some events with you, great friend here in Texas. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that activity, people in our state and others that are like-minded get behind this. I think about Adventures in Odyssey. When I hear the name, you know, you don't really hear about that anymore, but that's something that I think, you know, tapped into that need and that interest. And so, listen, I love all the stuff that you're doing, a lot of exciting projects. I love your spending time in Texas, where I think you know there are a lot of people that are going to have the same values and be looking for those options. Again, you want to see Kirk and be a part of the Brave Books event. It is Saturday, this Saturday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Gallery Furniture location in Richmond, Texas. Kirk, thanks for coming on the show today. Thanks for all the work that you've been doing for so long. You continue to find a way to connect with people, to connect our Christian values, and stay so relevant to what we're looking for. And many of us are finding hope and encouragement for that. And so I'm going to try to find a way to get out there on Saturday. But if I don't, we're going to have some people from our team there. But God bless you. And thank you for being our guest today on the Texas Values Report.
Oh, man. Thanks for being my friend. And thanks for having me on your show. God bless you.
All right. Safe travels, Kirk. So I apologize. We started a little bit later. Kirk had some different things he was dealing with. He had an event that he was at. So we're glad that he stayed on and made that adjustment, because this is going to be a big event. We're excited about it. Love that we're getting to promote it. I love that he continues to come to Texas and find out about it. And, you know, look, Mattress Mac might be out there too, all right? For many of the longtime Houston people, literally, this guy used to get in a mattress, all right, and jump up and down to sell furniture anyway. I'm dating myself, but he's still now getting involved in these type of things. Jim McElvain, you know, he's a big Astros fan too. Probably people saw him through that. But, you know, look, Kirk continues to find a way to connect on our issues like I said, in while he was on, to stay relevant and to find creative ways, right? And look, I love these type of books because I want my kids to read something else. I'm not so sure what's coming out of Scholastic and some of these other sources these days, but I know that I can trust content like this, and so that's where I'm excited about talking about it. So apparently Glenn Beck has had Kirk Cameron on to talk about some of these different things, but check out the event this Saturday, March 23rd, and I'm sure he's going to have some other events in Texas. We're going to try to bring him to one of our events. All right, I'd love to get him a chance to promote some of this and for more people to hear about it. So this week, we kind of turn the page a little bit, if you will, or, you know, maybe that's a little bit for me, but getting beyond the March primary election, you know, was such a time marker, right? We spent a lot of work educating people about voting, getting involved at churches, letting people know what their rights are. Now we move forward. There is a runoff election at the end of May. May 28th is that date. We're going to be out at a lot of different events, particularly the week leading up to that. We're going to have a booth at the Republican Party of Texas convention there. Convention they have every 2 years. It's going to be in San Antonio. We had an incredible event in Fort Worth. We talked about Kirk coming on the show, promoted it Saturday. A lot of excitement about election results, where we're moving. It's a presidential year. I mean, look, there's going to be a lot of talk about what's going to happen. We see this push and pull. Big decision by the Supreme Court just an hour or so ago, paving the way to allowing us to enforce our border security laws here in the state of Texas. And some other Supreme Court results that came out last week that relate to us having rules and regulations regarding decency, not allowing pornographic entities and so on to really, have their say on whatever they want to do in the state of Texas. A lot of things happening. And then we had a lawsuit. Speaking of Riley Gaines earlier, I think we had over 10, 15, I don't remember, 16 female athletes that filed a lawsuit against the NCAA out of the state of Georgia, but we know this can impact the entire country. That's big news, right? They've had enough, and a big part of that was a former NCAA member who we had on the show that's a part of this pushback as well. So we're just seeing the beginning of that as this issue continues to gain more traction. And I mentioned Riley earlier because she was at one of these events with Kirk Cameron, right? Even though she cares about the Save Women Sports issue, she sees how these other things connect to that. She's out and about on a lot of great work. And so I'm excited to see my friends connecting at different places and doing great work and raising the visibility of so much of these things that we're doing. And we don't have all the numbers crunched yet, but a huge turnout, I think, of a lot of churches and a lot of church people in this primary election. I know a lot of money was spent, big race moving forward. We talked about this last week, I believe, with Matt Makoviak before I left town, about the election results, the fact that you've got the Speaker of the House is headed to a runoff that's going to get a lot of attention. A lot of other House seats are in the same position, some congressional seats. So a lot of things will be talked about between now and the end of May that relate to the elections. But the presidential race is pretty much wrapped up on both sides, if you will. And, you know, particularly with the day that President Trump had on that Tuesday, March 5th, Nikki Haley gets out the race. People are starting to come together. He's talking about picking a VP pick. So we see a lot more of that come into focus. That allows the issues to take center stage, right? There was a story coming out of Boston where there were some female athletes at the state level that were competing at some national event. They had to compete against some guy in track and field. They're so good, they were actually able to beat this guy, but he did keep some other young ladies from placing. And we're going to see more of this. The concern has not gone away. We need to have all 50 states and congressional rules and policy united on this. The Biden administration continues to try to push the envelope and rewrite laws with Title IX. So some big cases, some big issues we're going to be. I may be at the U.S. Supreme Court next week. There's a case coming out of Texas that relates to regulations for abortion pills and the harms those can have to women. So be on the lookout. We'll announce that if we can. And we're going to put some events together between now and the end of June. So be on the watch out for that. We had this event in Fort Worth, updating people on elections. We had one out in, here in Williamson County, where many members of our team live. We're going to be doing something in Houston soon, San Antonio, also Collin County, just north of Dallas. So be on the lookout for that. Texas Values University, okay, this project we've been talking about for over a year, if not close to 2 years, is already starting to get off the ground as far as some of the work that we're doing. This is a interactive course that is primarily online based. You're going to get teaching from some of the most incredible and knowledgeable people on our issues. The tagline is graduate to an advanced level of citizenship. Okay. You don't have to have a college degree to take it. It's not a brick and mortar university. We're using that name so people understand this is an education focused effort and it's serious. But we're going to be doing some taping with someone this week on it. I'm really excited about that. But that's a reason for you to consider investing. That is a huge project that is going to transform the state of Texas for many years to come. But we got to get it off the ground completely. With your support, we can do that. It's going to cost us at least $250,000 to put everything in a place. You can make that donation right now, though, at txvalues.org. That's our website. It's a 501c3 donation for that's nonprofit. As far as the IRS is concerned, we're coming towards the end of the month. We're halfway into March. Please consider making that donation. Those donations collectively, at whatever level, that's how we're able to do these things. That's how we're able to produce this show and get more good information. That's how we're able to get involved in these policy issues and get involved in things that are happening in our courts here at the state and the federal level. So please consider making that donation right now to TX Values at txvalues.org. And that's how together we'll protect faith, family, and freedom in Texas. And we'll talk to you next week on the Texas Values Report.